Hello and welcome to Charles in Charge. I'm Nicola Charles, all the way from Melbourne, Victoria, Australia, where we are now officially out of our sixth lockdown, although things are a little crazy. We were told that unvaccinated people may not go to shopping centres, to malls if you're American, and then they changed that on a sixpence, really, where the Retail Association stepped forward and said that all shopping, including for furniture, is actually essential. And considering in Melbourne we've been locked in for 275 days during the last 2 years, almost a year, yes, that is essential because we've done nothing, have nothing. Christmas is coming, we all have children, although that doesn't seem to mean anything to any of these people. It is the 28th of October 2021, and I must be very careful, as Alex Jones does, to date these podcasts, which is not something I normally do, should they ever be referred to in the future. In Melbourne, Victoria, we are facing a terrifying situation politically that was dropped on our cohort of MPs with a week's notice, where our state leader, Dan Andrews, who has affectionately been titled Dictator Dan throughout the pandemic, is actually trying to pass new legislation to become just that. The permanent pandemic laws and powers would essentially allow Dan Andrews, one man who has been a proven liar, is proven corrupt. His party is under investigation, in fact, for corruption, which should be the thing that prevents him gaining such autonomous power, is trying to pass a law that gives him sole decision-making over everything, can drop us into lockdowns at any time, can arrest certain groups. Can you imagine? Free-thinking podcasters might be one of the groups. They could be racial groups. They could be sex groups. They could be your children. That's how dangerous this is. Now, government already tamper with your water supply. And if you don't know that, I guess it's lovely living in a blue-pilled world. I now boil all my water after seeing footage from scientists of parasites in both vaccines and water. And look, I know that we're surrounded by such things. I grew up in a microbiology house. My mother worked in a lab. And so I understand that these things are all around us. However, I am not comfortable knowing that a government who has lied about the flu is in charge of the water supply. So I now boil all water. Very few things can survive a boiling, including nanobots. So give it a good boiling. Let's see what makes it out of there alive. They spray crops with pesticides and they're very open about that. Roundup is now responsible for a poison level of 75% in soil, in air and in water tables. It's cancer causing and it grows crops that the plants look healthier and the yield of whatever it is, you know, barley, corn, tomatoes, whatever it is, look healthier, but they are actually missing certain proteins and enzymes that we need to survive that were in the original plants and yield that are no longer there because they fiddled with it with poison. And they also spray metals from the sky. This is what chemtrails are. This is what we talk about when, you know, there are pairs of helicopters, military helicopters in pairs. You can hear that there's two of them that have been flying over suburbs in Melbourne throughout the pandemic. Excuse me. Now, if we give these governments any more power over us, any more power at all, it's game over. You need to understand it's game over. And for a lot of people who've been vaccinated, it could already be game over. And what we are facing, what they are facing, the knowledge of what's inside them and what it could potentially do. Why did they do it? Why did they put this equipment inside them? What is the rollout of that for? I guess we'll find out. Italy has just reduced its COVID death toll from 130,000 that it's been constantly telling Italians by way of forcing them into vaccines and vaccine passports. They've now officially and scientifically dropped their COVID death toll from 130,000 throughout the pandemic to 3,783. 130,000 dropped to 3,783, the death toll for a regular year of flu, because that's what this is. That's what this is. Does anyone in power, anyone trying to change these laws to give themselves more power, ever reference the illness and death that has occurred? Do they ever reference it or seem concerned in any way about children, teenagers? There's a story today from California of a teenage boy dropping dead of a heart attack during his Zoom class, his online Zoom class. In England, a nurse who worked, ironically, in the cardiac ward has just dropped dead of a heart attack in her 30s. And you must ask yourselves why these sicknesses, why these illnesses are never referenced, and yet we are singularly obsessed with people having a flu. And what we've done here, what we've done to people, is we have swapped out the flu for myocarditis, pericarditis, damage and swelling to the heart that can never be repaired. The heart muscle can never be repaired. We've swapped out the flu for blood clots that debilitate, prevent people from walking and can cause their imminent death. Blood clots that can cross the blood-brain barrier and cause strokes. Blood clots that they themselves can cause heart attacks. For Bell's palsy, for neurological conditions, for skin rashes, for general ill health. Why on earth would anyone who cares about our well-being swap any of those things for seasonal flu? Why? Now, there is a young senator in the US. His name is Cawthorn. Like us, he's angry and he wants answers. And he went on the Senate floor and he's not a happy bunny like the rest of us. This is what he had to say. And I understand this is the US, but we have a lot of angry MPs in Victoria at the moment because we're all about to have our rights quashed, which is the end of democracy, just so you know. If Dan Andrews gets his pandemic laws, he can change the election, voting systems. It's over. He could bring in Xi Jinping tomorrow as the new ruler of potentially Victoria and Australia, and that's fine, because the law was passed and stupid, idiotic, brain-dead, corrupted politicians in Victoria who think this is what he says it is are going to drive us and descend us into hell. But this is what Senator Cawthorn said on the Senate floor regarding everything that's going on in the USA and the world in general.
For 1 minute. Madam Speaker, you are not God. Your will does not bend the forest or shake the mountains. And let me assure you, your will does not bow the knee of millions of my countrymen who refuse to heed your callous command. To threaten arrest on others for their own personal medical decisions is nothing short of a medical apartheid, and I will not let it stand. For if I am to cowardly bend the knee here like those on the left wish, then what is to stop you all from taking your tyranny to the rest of this country that I love? How dare anyone in this institution attempt to dictate to the patriots of my staff how they may live their lives? For one to think that because they have the title honorable attached to their name means that they may dictate what others may say and think repulses me. What makes this nation special is that in this free land, the people are the royalty. So arrest us if you will, but I will not cower and I will not bend. Madam Speaker, you have come to take away our liberties. But Madam Speaker, in this country, you are outnumbered. With that, I yield back.
The gentleman from North Carolina, seek recognition.
Madam Speaker, I request unanimous consent to address the House for 1 minute.
Without objection, the gentleman is recognized for 1 minute.
Madam Speaker, Dr. Fauci has forsaken his Hippocratic Oath and exchanged it for the mantle of unchecked power. His policies shuttered the U.S. economy, drove our country into financial upheaval, and violated the rights of millions of Americans. In July, he willfully lied to the U.S. Senate about his role in funding gain-of-function research in Wuhan, China. This week, the world was shocked to discover that through an experiment under his watch, sweet beagle puppies had their heads stuffed into crates so that sand flies could slowly strip away the skin from their bones. These defenseless animals were damned to agonize in silence because their vocal cords had been surgically ripped from their throats so that their tormentors could discharge their evil actions without having to hear incessant yapping. Madam Speaker, today I am calling for the creation of a formal commission to investigate the true origin of COVID-19, the role Fauci played in its creation, the false statements he made to members of Congress under oath, and why the hell Americans are funding the torture of puppies in Africa.
So there's a lot of anger from a lot of us, isn't there? And the thing is, as you all know, I was a supporter of President Trump. It wasn't because I was in love with the man or felt that he was of a character that was someone that I greatly admired on a personal level. But the thing is, I wasn't interviewing Donald Trump to be my husband. I was considering Donald Trump as what I know him to be, a leader, a manager, someone that can run a business, someone that understands money, and someone that seems fair. And from everything I'd known about him, I'd known him to be fair. Because the world as we now know, and you are all learning, despite being told by those of us in the media who tried to be whistleblowers for many years, the world is full of globalists. They are now linked across the globe, linked in their desire for our destruction. Donald Trump was a capitalist, not a globalist. So what they did and still do is demonize capitalists. Now, we all thought it was bad enough that this extreme left, as it was presented, which was as a sheep, and they were the wolves underneath it. It was presented to us that we were all racist, that we were all transphobic, that we were all filthy capitalists, that we were right-wing extremists, and that we weren't using the correct pronouns to address people. And that all of the ills in the world, including racial riots in America, perceived injustices and racial equity from a century ago, was the fault of those on the right. Well, it was those on the right, Abraham Lincoln to be exact, who freed the slaves in America. But it didn't matter how often we said that to you. It didn't matter how often, because the left, already in control of the media, were telling you that those on the right, and still tell you that those on the right, are extremists, that we're racist, and it's simply not true. It was Republicans that freed the slaves, and Democrats fought very hard to keep them. Now, I want you to think about that in the context of what is happening now. Republicans freed the slaves. And I can tell you now, if there is no election tampering and fraud and corruption in the US election, and Donald Trump does come back in, he will again, as a Republican, free the slaves. But here's the interesting thing about the wolf in sheep's clothing. What they have done here is they have, well, what is it they call it? when you take on another's identity, cultural appropriation. What we have here in those who are doing this, those who pretend to be lefties, you have extreme, extreme, extreme far-right Nazis pretending to be lovable lefties. This isn't lovable lefties. I know lovable lefties. Lovable lefties genuinely want things like universal health care. Yes, I get that. I'm from the UK. We have the NHS. Genuine lefties want health for the planet. Could we please lower emissions and all that stuff? That's not who these people are. That's who these people pretend to be. They use it as a sheep's cloth over their wolf heads. They are extreme far-right Nazis and they wish to enslave you, just like the Nazis. And they wish to experiment on you, just like the Nazis. I don't know how else I can explain that to you, that they have culturally appropriated the left and the ideals of the left to do this. Why on earth would any of you believe, because I have never believed, why on earth would any of you believe that an injection that is not a vaccine, it is not a vaccine because they haven't produced an isolate, a genuine isolate, a small piece in a petri dish for a microscope to look at. They have never, never produced an isolate of COVID-19. We don't need permanent pandemic laws. We need laws where governments and leaders must prove to us that a pandemic has an isolate that we can see, that we know exists, before we destroy our lives, our health and our countries fleeing from it. Because that's what we've done with COVID-19. We've run, rabbit, run away from COVID-19, which is a word, a phrase, a spin, a lie, a construct by far-right Nazis masquerading as lovable lefties to kill us, enslave us, steal from us, and become dictators over us. They've stolen our countries. They've stolen our states. They've stolen our freedoms. And this week in Victoria, Australia, and I believe we are the test subject here, because the Rockefeller Foundation, it is publicly known even on your lovable mainstream media that they wished Melbourne to be one of their resilient cities. For my money, we've been resilient in Melbourne, but now we see through the lies, and that includes some of the vaccinated who luckily are not as brainwashed as the rest. People did the right thing. They got vaccinated. They got double vaccinated. God help them. Now they're being told they need boosters. I beg you, please research finding an isolate for the COVID-19 virus. You've been had. This has been a trick of the devil from the word go. A smiling assassin that has crept into our lives, innocent people. Yes, the sheep amidst the wolves, us, the citizens. The awful irony is that we worked and our parents worked our entire lives to pay taxes, to fund them, to do this to us. It was our taxes that our corrupt politicians sent to the UN, the World Health Organization, the World Economic Forum, the Paris Climate Accord, and all of the other conferences containing ruthless, greedy, murderous elites to decide what horrors they were going to bestow on us next. We didn't hurt anyone. We only wanted simple things from life. We would work our entire life to buy a little semi-detached house that we might be able to leave to our three children to split into three. Not much, is it? Most people would work an entire life just to achieve that. But they want to take it from you, and they will. Many of these organisations, and we're now hearing that even the ATO in Australia, the Australian Tax Office, is the Australian Tax Office and not the Australian Tax Department, because it's actually a private company. It's not run by governments in any way. I'm yet to investigate that further. But I know that when you registration your car in Australia, it says that you're the registered keeper. You're not the registered owner. Because as soon as you sign that registration, you're handing ownership over to them, to the machine. We've been blinkered for a long time, and I guess in the back rooms they've laughed at us. But what I would like to see is a rejection of their Great Reset. Because if we don't comply and we say no, it can't happen. And it's as simple as that. Because we are millions and billions and they are not. Even with their police force, even with their military, we are millions and billions. Now, of course, they could be fully in bed with China. And if things go tits up and we rebel and we're not behaving and we start our own new governments and we get rid of these politicians, then sure, they might nuke us. But what is your freedom worth? Australia, Victorians, what is your freedom worth? There are politicians trying to do this democratically, but of course, Mr. Dan Andrews made sure that if they couldn't prove they were vaccinated, they weren't even allowed in to vote. They are usurping democracy. They are stealing democracy. They are a bunch of thieves, no more, no less. They are criminals, criminals in charge of our laws. There is nothing more terrifying than having to abide by the laws of criminals. It was bad enough before, when we knew that leaders in other countries who committed mass murder, if you think about China and Tiananmen Square, our governments continue to do business with China, despite appalling human rights atrocities which go on to this day. There are millions of Uyghurs enslaved in forced labor camps making iPhones and iPads. Why? Because they aren't given freedom of religion. Why? Well, it's a great excuse, isn't it? It's exactly what Dan Andrews is asking to do with his new pandemic law. He can force groups of people into criminality. China forced groups of people into criminality. The Uyghurs, for freedom of religion, because they were Muslim. Doesn't make any sense. Joe Biden loves China. He said slavery in China was simply part of the culture. But Joe Biden was supporting Black Lives Matter and they wanted reparations for slavery. Why is Joe Biden all on board and in bed with China, who are actually undertaking slavery today? Because he's a liar. Because they will say and do anything to get what they want from you. Do you understand? Which means what? You can't trust anything they say about a vaccine, about COVID-19, about public health or anything else. How can they speak to us about public health in Victoria when they haven't shown us an isolate of COVID-19, documentary evidence, proof? We haven't asked enough questions and we have let people walk lockstep into the slaughterhouse. Why on earth? Even if COVID-19 was the worst upper respiratory infection ever known, the worst influenza ever known. What do we call that? Pneumonia. What is the one thing we've always not wanted to catch? Pneumonia. Oh my God, Granny has pneumonia. Wow, we thought, that's the end of her. Pneumonia has the death rattle. You can hear the chest gurgling. But what do we know as a statement of fact about pneumonia? It's not catching. It's not catching. You could sleep in the bed with Granny while she sickened and you wouldn't catch her pneumonia. It was hers. There's only one way they can get illness inside of you if it's not catching. And that's to inject it. That's interesting, isn't it? They can inject an illness into you, but you cannot catch it. So if you cannot catch it, why are we all wearing masks? Is anyone noticing that a lot of staff of the elites in photographs are masked up? When you see royalty in England walking down the red carpet, you will notice all of the security guards, bodyguards, staff, media, everyone around that royalty is masked up and the royalty isn't. There's a photograph from yesterday of Bill Gates getting off a jet. Everyone around him is masked up and he's not. Then you've got this new law that was passed in the House of Commons in the UK Parliament where all of the staff in the Parliament are masked up, but the MPs are not. And we saw the other day Dan Andrews just casually maskless walk up to a press conference with a whole group of people, cameramen, journalists. And he was ripped a new one by Australians for that and said, don't worry, I'll pay a $200 fine. Well, under his new pandemic laws, have a guess how much you'll be fined by Dan Andrews if you don't wear your mask. $90,500. $90,500. Why is that fine so high? Because they know that most people could never afford a fine of $90,500. And therefore you become a subservient slave. Are you awake yet? Some of you love it when I say that and some of you hate it. As I said at the beginning of this podcast, they already tamper with your water. I now boil all of my water. Good luck to whatever they've put in it surviving that. Then I let it cool down and then I run it through a water filter. They spray crops with pesticides. Roundup. Come on, it's everywhere. They spray metals from the sky. We're hearing choppers overhead since the beginning of the pandemic. I'm sure they're already doing it, but they've definitely ramped that up. If they do any more to us, and yes, they are injecting millions of people, it is game over. Do you understand? Game over. Sure, the hospitals are full. And sure, they're saying they're full of COVID-19 patients, and perhaps they are. But they are full of people who are sickening because they were injected. That we know. And I fear the only reason the unvaccinated are allowed into the shops from 6 o'clock tomorrow evening, the 29th of October, 2021, is so that they can have someone to blame for why they're injected slaves. Are sickening. Because if there's a breakout at High Point or Chadston or Knox or Fountain Gate and no unvaccinated people were allowed in, oops. Please stay safe, people. People are still gathering outside Parliament in Melbourne on a daily basis. They are now a stringy rabble of people who cry and sing and play the violin, Waltzing Matilda, the Australian anthem and a whole host of other tunes that simply break the heart. Dan Andrews and Scott Morrison and potentially the Premier of Western Australia are lost to us as people, as citizens of Australia. They are owned by a foreign adversary, a power that does not have our best interests at heart. That is a fact. Dominic Perrottet, from all reports I have in New South Wales, is not one of them. I can't be sure of that, but I have heard that he, his wife and his six children, another one on the way, are not vaccinated. I've heard that from someone who knows them personally. One would assume, if that information is true, that he is in favour of medical choice. We've already done this to a large majority of the society. I'm devastated. I'm devastated. More hell is to come. I shudder to think, what is going to be contained in these booster shots? Of course, rumours are spreading that it's just another Pfizer shot, just another AstraZeneca, and so what's the point and what's the worry? We've already had those and most of us are okay. But what if it's not? They're not done here. They won't be done here until we see people dropping in the streets. We're seeing children collapse and die on Zoom calls doing maths. Vaccinated nurses collapsing and dying of cardiac arrest on the cardiac ward. Vaccinated nurses. Our leaders don't even mention these people. They don't even reference the death. All they ever say is that the vaccine works. The vaccine works. Really? The vaccine works. Works for what? This has been Charles in Charge. I'll see you next time.